The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. You that have a few years on you have seen many changes in the last 50 to 60 years. Now, I don't intend to speak about all the changes that have occurred, or time wouldn't permit, but there is at least one that I do want to talk about today, and that is that we are living in a now generation, or now nation, or now world, much more so than any time that you and I have ever seen. Many of you, as well as I can remember, when we were contented with the necessities of life, when we didn't want a lot of luxuries, and when there weren't a lot of luxuries on the market to buy, and what there were on the market, we couldn't afford. That was a time when we didn't spend money beyond our needs, or we didn't spend money beyond our means. There may have been things that we wanted and felt that we really needed, but we weren't living in a now generation and a now nation and a now world at that time, at least to the degree that we are now. And we had been reared to live within our means, as well as to work and to provide for self and others that we were responsible for. We didn't want or expect handouts. We were reared by parents that worked and provided for their family and had the time to neighbor and help others. What a blessing to have been reared by both parents. Were your parents or were your mother was a homemaker, and both mother and father were always home and made a home for the kids and taught the kids to work, to be courteous, to be respectful, to tell the truth, and to pay their debts, and to be good neighbors and good friends. And your parents knew where you were. They didn't wonder where you were at nighttime. They always knew where you were. But time has brought about many changes that slowly crept in, and it seems to have begun during World War II and has picked up momentum to this very day. Now, we find our nation the greatest debtor nation on earth, actually owing just a fraction under the value of all our assets, because we have lost the true value of life, and by doing so, we have become a now generation. I want what I want, and I want it now. We are a get generation, a get nation, a get world. There's only two ways of life, the way of give and the way of get. And this world and our nation has chosen the latter, the get way. And that way has led this world and our nation and you and me to a lot of trouble. Now, this generation isn't the first or the only generation that has chosen this path. Where did it all begin? When did it get started? Notice what it says in Genesis 3. This gives us a good idea as to when this get generation and this now generation began. Genesis 3 and verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor touch it, lest you die." Now, notice this, my friends. Mother Eve knew what was lawful and what was unlawful for her to do. But notice what she did. Verse 4, "Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Of course, God is lying to you. You won't die. You have an immortal soul, and you won't die. You can't die. You're going to live forever, and you can't die. For God does know that the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Yes, you will know how to run your business, make your decisions. You will know what will make you happy and keep you contented and give you a good life. You can ignore God's law," is actually what he was saying here. That's when the get generation started. You just reach out and get and take what you want and ignore what God has said that you could do, what you couldn't do. Does that sound like the world that we live in, my friends? Verse 5 again, "For God does know that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Yes, knowing the way that you want to live. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and that a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. So there was no doubt in Eve's mind she knew what she could do. So Adam and Eve, they turned their back on the way of give and the true value of life for the way of get. They turned their back on God's way, on the way of give for the way of get. I want what I want. And they and their descendants, by living the get way and rejecting the way of give, which God had taught them before Satan had his opportunity to present his get way, brought the world to the point of annihilation in less than 1,700 years. Only one man at that time was holding on to the way of give, God's way, and that was Noah. And that's the only thing that kept the world from being annihilated, all life from being annihilated at that time, because God didn't want to destroy Noah and his family, and he wanted seed left on this side of the flood to start off mankind with again. Notice what it says in Jude 11. This seems to be describing our day as well. Jude 11 says, "Woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain." Now, the way of Cain was strictly get, selfish, and greed. And that's what brought the world to the point of the flood. "Woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit." What's the big deal that's going today, my friend? It's the bottom line, isn't it? Profit, the bottom line. I want what I want, and I'm going to get it if any way possible, no matter whom I walk on or whatever. I want that bottom line to look good. "And perished in the rebellion of Korah." Yes, rebellion against God's way, against God's law. That seems to be the common things today. Common thing to do. Go your way and do your thing, no matter what God has said in his word. No matter what God has said. Notice what it says in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1. "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." Now the word perilous here means times of stress. The word perilous could be rendered times of stress. Now I want to ask you some questions. Are we living in stress? Are your nerves jangled? Is there stress in your family, in your church, on your job? Do we have financial and mental stress? Is it always easy to make ends meet? Do we have financial stress as well? Do we feel safe as a nation or in our home at night? Are we stressed about our health? Are we stressed about our marital and our family problems? High taxes, rising inflation, terror? Are we stressed out about our high crime rate or high divorce rate? When contracts and the word of certain people are broken, is that stressful to you, especially if you are in the middle of something like that? And when you don't know who you can trust or whom you can believe, that is a stressful situation as well, isn't it? Notice in verse 2 here, 2 Timothy 3, "For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." Now we're speaking, God is speaking about the end time here, the day that we are living in. I don't think any of us can deny that we're living, that we aren't living in the end time. "For men will be lovers of themselves." Yes, selfish and greedy. I want what I want, and I'm going to get it if there's any way possible, no matter how many laws I have to break. "For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money." That sounds like our nation, doesn't it? That sounds like our world, doesn't it? "Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, unloving." Yes, unloving, not caring about anyone else, not loving your neighbor as yourself, not doing good to others as you would have them do to you. It's all selfish. It's all get. It's the now generation. "Unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors," that is truce breakers, people that you can't depend on, "headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God." Do we see that today? Is that the day we're living in? My friends, no one has to explain these things to you. You know that all on your own, don't you? "Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God." Now notice in verse 5, "having a form of godliness, but denying its power. from such people turn away, having a form of godliness, putting on a facade of being a Christian, but denying the power of God, denying His Word, not wanting to live by His Word, teaching that God's law has been done away with, and you don't have to obey those old laws. And that's exactly the problem that has brought us to the state that we're in today, ignoring God's give way, and that is all in His law, all bound up in His law, the Ten Commandments, living God's way. But we have ignored that, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Yes, denying that God's Word has any authority in our life. And from such people turn away. Verse 7 said, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, my friends, knowledge is being increased much faster than you and I can keep up with it. But how do you explain that? Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Knowledge is being increased, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, what knowledge is that talking about? What is truth? God says in John 17, verse 17, that my word is truth. So that's what is lacking in our knowledge today. We don't understand God's word. We don't understand His truth because we haven't wanted to, and we haven't lived by His truth and by His law. Because we haven't wanted to. And if we had, we wouldn't see the problems that we have today. As a matter of fact, there'd hardly be any problems today. It would be a millennial setting. Satan wouldn't have a foothold like he has today. Well, request our free articles, The Time of the Signs and Why Does Mankind Suffer? And my friends, we have something else to offer that you need. And if you would like to discover and begin to live the way of give, to live by God's Word that brings you happiness and contentment, then we invite you to enroll in our Bible Correspondence Course. And all you have to do to enroll and to order these booklets that I have mentioned is just dial 1-800-611-8080. They're all free of charge, no cost, no obligation. No one will call on you, and no one will give you tests when you begin to take the Correspondence Course. They will be sent to you every other month. And they're scheduled for 32 lessons. It's an eye-opener, my friends, and it will help you to begin to understand what God intended and what God wants you to do, how God intends you to live your life. It will help you to understand the plan of salvation and how to get within the bounds of that plan. So just request our free articles, The Time of the Signs and Why Does Mankind Suffer, and ask to be enrolled in the Bible Correspondence Course.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.